4, Slaughterhouse 5. By Kurt Vonnegut. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Slaughterhouse 5, by Kurt Vonnegut, is a novel about World War II and its aftermath. It follows the life of Billy Pilgrim, an American soldier who was taken prisoner during the Battle of the Bulge and sent to Dresden, Germany. There he survives the firebombing of Dresden in February 1945. After his release from captivity at war's end, Billy struggles to make sense of his experiences and cope with post-traumatic stress disorder. The novel begins with an introduction by Vonnegut himself as he reflects on writing Slaughterhouse 5. He explains that it took him 23 years to write because he could not find a way to tell this story without being overwhelmed by emotion. The narrative then shifts back in time as we follow Billy's life before and after his capture in 1944. Billy is born into a wealthy family but grows up feeling like an outsider due to his poor academic performance and lack of social skills. He eventually joins the army where he meets fellow soldiers Roland Weary and Paul Lazaro, who become close friends despite their differences in personality. During their capture, they are sent to Dresden where they survive one of history's most devastating bombings. After returning home from war, Billy marries Valencia Merble, whom he had met while attending optometry school prior to enlistment. However, their marriage quickly deteriorates due to her inability or unwillingness to understand what happened during his time away at war. In addition, Billy suffers from PTSD, which causes him great distress throughout much of his adult life. Throughout Slaughterhouse 5, there are several recurring themes such as free will versus determinism, the idea that our lives are predetermined, death/mortality, as seen through characters like Edgar Derby, who dies for stealing a teapot, anti-war sentiment. Vonnegut's own experience informs this theme heavily, and alienation/isolation, which can be seen through both Billy Pilgrim's character arc as well as other characters. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The protagonist, Billy Pilgrim, is an American soldier who is captured by the Germans during World War II and sent to a POW camp. He experiences a form of time travel, randomly jumping between different points in his life. Summary: Billy Pilgrim is an American soldier who is captured by the Germans during World War II and sent to a POW camp. He experiences a form of time travel, randomly jumping between different points in his life, which allows him to gain a unique perspective on his life and the world. Main idea number 2. Billy Pilgrim is a victim of post-traumatic stress disorder, which causes him to experience flashbacks and hallucinations. Summary: Billy Pilgrim is a victim of post-traumatic stress disorder, which causes him to experience flashbacks and hallucinations of his time in the war and his life before and after. This allows him to gain a unique perspective on his life and the world. Main idea number 3. The novel is set in the fictional city of Ilium, New York, and follows Billy Pilgrim's life from his childhood to his death. Summary: The novel is set in the fictional city of Ilium, New York, and follows Billy Pilgrim's life from his childhood to his death. Through this journey, Billy Pilgrim is able to gain a unique perspective on his life and the world. Main idea number 4. The novel is a satire of war and the human condition, and explores themes of free will, fate, and the meaning of life. Summary: The novel is a satire of war and the human condition, and explores themes of free will, fate, and the meaning of life. Through Billy Pilgrim's journey, he is able to gain a unique perspective on his life and the world. Main idea number 5. The novel is narrated by an unnamed narrator who is a veteran of World War II. Summary: The novel is narrated by an unnamed narrator who is a veteran of World War II. Through his narration, the reader is able to gain a unique perspective on Billy Pilgrim's life and the world. Main idea number 6. The novel is set in the context of the firebombing of Dresden, Germany, during World War II. Summary: the novel is set in the context of the firebombing of Dresden, Germany, during World War II. Through this event, Billy Pilgrim is able to gain a unique perspective on his life and the world. Main idea number 7. The novel explores the idea of the Tralfamadorians, an alien race that believes in the concept of predestination. Summary: the novel explores the idea of the Tralfamadorians, an alien race that believes in the concept of predestination. Through this concept, Billy Pilgrim is able to gain a unique perspective on his life and the world. Main idea number 8. The novel is structured in a non-linear fashion, with the narrator jumping between different points in time. Summary: the novel is structured in a non-linear fashion, with the narrator jumping between different points in time. This allows the reader to gain a unique perspective on Billy Pilgrim's life and the world. Main idea number 9. The novel is a critique of the absurdity of war and the human condition. Summary: the novel is a critique of the absurdity of war and the human condition. Through this critique, Billy Pilgrim is able to gain a unique perspective on his life and the world. Main idea number 10. The novel explores the idea of free will and determinism, and how they interact with each other. Summary: the novel explores the idea of free will and determinism, and how they interact with each other. Through this exploration, Billy Pilgrim is able to gain a unique perspective on his life and the world. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Billy Pilgrim is an American soldier who is captured by the Germans during World War II and sent to a POW camp. He experiences a form of time travel, randomly jumping between different points in his life. This allows him to gain a unique perspective on his life and the world, as he sees events from both past and future simultaneously. Through this experience, Billy learns that all moments in time are connected, no matter how distant they may seem. He also discovers that there is no such thing as free will; instead, everything happens for a reason and we are all part of an interconnected universe where our actions have consequences beyond what we can see or understand. As he travels through time, Billy comes to terms with his own mortality and finds peace in accepting the inevitability of death. Ultimately, Slaughterhouse-Five serves as an exploration into the idea of fate versus free will while providing readers with insight into how one man's journey through time affects his outlook on life. Main idea number 2. Billy Pilgrim is a victim of post-traumatic stress disorder, which causes him to experience flashbacks and hallucinations. These flashbacks and hallucinations are often centered around his time in the war, but can also include memories from before or after the war. This gives Billy an unusual perspective on life as he is able to view it through multiple lenses at once. He sees himself both as a soldier in the war and as a civilian living in America afterwards, allowing him to gain insight into how different aspects of his life have shaped who he has become. The flashbacks and hallucinations that Billy experiences due to his PTSD can be quite intense for him. They cause him great distress, making it difficult for him to cope with everyday life. However, they also give Billy an opportunity to reflect on his past experiences and make sense of them in ways that would not otherwise be possible. Billy's unique perspective allows him to see things differently than most people do. This helps explain why he sometimes makes decisions that seem strange or irrational from an outside point of view. Ultimately, however, these decisions help shape who he becomes by giving him new insights into himself and the world around him. Main idea number 3. The novel follows Billy Pilgrim's life from his childhood in Ilium, New York to his death. Along the way, he experiences a variety of events that shape and define him as an individual. He is drafted into World War II and taken prisoner by the Germans during the Battle of the Bulge. While in captivity, he is sent to Dresden where he survives one of history's most devastating bombings. After returning home from war, Billy struggles with post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, and depression while trying to make sense of what happened to him overseas. Billy also has a number of strange encounters with aliens from Tralfamador who take him on trips through time and space. Through these travels, Billy gains insight into how all moments in time are connected and how we can learn from our past mistakes in order to create a better future for ourselves. In addition, Billy learns about free will versus determinism as well as accepting death as part of life. Ultimately, Slaughterhouse-5 serves as an exploration into human nature. It examines themes such as fate versus free will, mortality versus immortality, war and violence versus peace and love, ultimately questioning whether or not humans have control over their own destiny. Main idea number 4. The novel follows Billy Pilgrim, a World War II veteran who has become unstuck in time and experiences random events from his past, present, and future. Through these experiences, he is able to gain a unique perspective on his life and the world. He comes to understand that free will is an illusion. Instead of being able to choose our own paths in life, we are all predetermined by fate. This realization leads him to question the meaning of life itself. Vonnegut uses dark humor throughout Slaughterhouse-5 as a way of satirizing war and the human condition. The absurdity of war is highlighted through characters like Paul Lazzaro, who seeks revenge for decades over something trivial, or Edgar Derby's death, which serves no purpose other than providing comic relief. Vonnegut also explores themes such as morality, mortality, religion, technology, and its effects on humanity. Ultimately, Slaughterhouse-5 serves as an exploration into how humans cope with tragedy while still trying to find meaning in their lives despite knowing that they have no control over their destiny. It questions whether it's better to accept one's fate or fight against it even if there may be no hope for success. Main idea number 5. The novel is narrated by an unnamed veteran of World War II, who provides a unique perspective on Billy Pilgrim's life and the world. Through his narration, we learn about Billy's experiences during the war as well as his post-war life. We also gain insight into how he deals with trauma and PTSD from his time in battle. The narrator also reflects on the absurdity of war and its effects on those involved, providing a thought-provoking commentary that resonates throughout the novel. The narrator often speaks directly to the reader, creating an intimate connection between them. He shares personal stories from his own experience in order to illustrate points or provide context for certain events in Billy's life. This helps us understand why certain things happen to him and how they affect him emotionally. By doing this, Vonnegut creates a powerful narrative that allows readers to empathize with both characters. Main idea number 6. The novel follows Billy Pilgrim, a World War II veteran who has become unstuck in time and is randomly experiencing different moments of his life. Through this experience, he gains insight into the horrors of war and its effects on humanity. The firebombing of Dresden serves as a backdrop to the story, providing an example of how devastating war can be. It also serves as a reminder that no matter what happens in life, it will eventually pass away like smoke from the ruins. Billy's experiences during the bombing are particularly harrowing. He is forced to hide in an underground meat locker with other prisoners while bombs rain down above them. This experience gives him a unique perspective on death and destruction, one that allows him to see beyond his own suffering and recognize the suffering of others around him. The firebombing also serves as a metaphor for Billy's journey through life. Just as Dresden was destroyed by fire but eventually rebuilt again, so too does Billy have to rebuild himself after being broken by war. In this way, Vonnegut uses the event to illustrate how even amidst tragedy there can be hope for renewal. Main idea number 7. The Tralfamadorians are an alien race that believe in the concept of predestination. This means that they view time as a single, linear path and all events have already been predetermined. They also believe that death is not something to be feared, but rather accepted as part of life's journey. Through this perspective, Billy Pilgrim is able to gain a unique understanding of his own life and the world around him. He begins to see how his actions can affect others and how he can make choices for himself despite what fate may have in store. Billy learns from the Tralfamadorians that although some things are out of our control, we still have free will when it comes to making decisions about our lives. He realizes that even though certain events may be predetermined, there is still room for choice and growth within those parameters. By accepting this idea, Billy finds peace with his past experiences and gains insight into how he can shape his future. Main idea number 8. The novel is structured in a non-linear fashion, with the narrator jumping between different points in time. This allows the reader to gain a unique perspective on Billy Pilgrim's life and the world. By jumping back and forth between past, present, and future events, Vonnegut creates an intricate narrative that reveals how all of these moments are connected. The structure also serves as a metaphor for Billy's own experience of being unstuck in time. He experiences his life out of order, sometimes living through events from his childhood before he has even experienced them yet, and this disorienting effect is mirrored by the structure of Slaughterhouse-Five. The reader must piece together what happened when, just like Billy himself must do. Vonnegut uses this technique to explore themes such as fate versus free will, or trauma, and existentialism. By presenting these ideas through multiple perspectives at once, he encourages readers to consider them from different angles and draw their own conclusions about how they relate to each other. Main idea number 9. The novel Slaughterhouse-Five by Kurt Vonnegut is a critique of the absurdity of war and the human condition. Through Billy Pilgrim's experiences, readers are able to gain insight into how war can affect an individual's life and outlook on the world. The novel follows Billy as he travels through time, experiencing different moments in his life out of order. This allows him to gain perspective on his own mortality and how insignificant humans are in comparison to the universe. He also comes to understand that no matter what happens, death will eventually come for everyone. Billy's journey serves as a reminder that despite all our efforts, we cannot control or predict our fate, instead we must accept it with grace and dignity. War is presented as an absurd concept because it causes so much destruction without any real purpose or meaning behind it. It is ultimately futile since no one can truly win in such a situation, both sides suffer losses regardless of who claims victory at the end. Through this critique, Vonnegut encourages readers to think about their own lives and consider how they might be affected by war if they were ever put in such a situation. By showing us just how fragile life can be, he reminds us not to take anything for granted but rather appreciate every moment while we still have them. Main idea number 10. The novel Slaughterhouse-Five by Kurt Vonnegut explores the idea of free will and determinism, and how they interact with each other. Through this exploration, Billy Pilgrim is able to gain a unique perspective on his life and the world. The novel examines how these two concepts can be seen as conflicting forces in one's life, yet also intertwined in ways that are difficult to understand. It looks at how our choices may be predetermined by fate or destiny, while still allowing us some degree of control over our lives. Billy Pilgrim's journey through time allows him to experience events from different points in his life simultaneously, giving him an understanding of cause and effect that he would not have otherwise had. He comes to realize that although certain aspects of his life may be predetermined or out of his control, he still has the power to make decisions for himself which can shape his future. This realization leads him to accept responsibility for both good and bad outcomes in his own life. Through its examination of free will versus determinism, Slaughterhouse-Five ultimately suggests that we must take ownership over our lives if we want them to change for the better. We cannot rely solely on fate or destiny, instead we must use our own agency and make conscious decisions about what kind of person we want to become. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.